I, Santhor Bloodfire, Countess the Bloodfire name, Viceroy the Material Plane, swear with the blood that runs through my veins and the fire that burns with inside me that I will bring the word of my lord to this wretched and undeserving Mox Fairy and to the rest of the Material Plane. Even though I cannot do it alone, with acolytes and others in my thrall, I will do what is required of me. A sucker is born every day. It's easy to manipulate one, turn them into a killer. Just a little bit of blood. And in this case, by promising an idiot pacifist that they will have a world of peace. It didn't take much to convince the Underhills to embrace the Lord and partake in the Sanguinean magic. Why, all they did prior, it seems, was cry about the past and how they didn't want to get involved with the Golden Dragon back in the day and how they just wanted to live a simple life, hideous as it is. The fashion, booty shorts and tank tops, obliterating their minds with smoke and laying in the wealth of their past relatives. Now I have little Willow Underhill wrapped around my finger. She has set up a grand party and many important bloodlines are attending. It will be a great boon to get those blood lineages to bend and worship the Lord. Even if they chose not to, their blood will be greatly appreciated and will empower the flame. One step closer to igniting the fire that will consume the Material Plane. Who knew it could be this easy?
So, Axel, it looks like you've dressed as your mother tonight, and I think that's a very nice way to honor a dwarven woman.
Axel punches you in the face.
Oh, he started it. Everybody saw this. Everybody saw it. Get the lawyers.
Level one bruise, unless you want to do something about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to armor my way off that.
All right, how do you do it?
Couldn't you just resist it with stress?
But I don't have that much stress to blow.
Armor is a lot safer, yeah. Because, you know,
yeah, stress. I mean, it isn't so much that, like, I, like, deflect it off my helmet or anything, mm-hmm. but it's
because he's shorter than you to begin with.
Right, right. But it's more just a matter of, like, sidestepping out of it, kind of a, you know what
it's,
I mean?
It's still,
like, it hits, but it's, but I mean, I've got this big flowy gown on, right? And it's, like, what part is me and what part is gown gets kind of convoluted.
I don't want you to take harm, right?
Right.
We can use this right now to our advantage.
Okay.
He, like, fucking decked a woman.
Right.
My wife!
Right in my ovaries, right.
So, like, I can make it, like,
I was pregnant with goblin babies.
There were 14 goblin babies in there.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah, so you...
I want you to resist your horror.
Well, sure, but I mean, like, yeah, I don't want it to be, like, kink.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want it like that. But I want it, like...
So you're trying to actually... It sounds like you're trying to bluff, because you're, like, you're deflecting it, but then you also want to play it up.
In addition to the armor and resisting that, I want to.
How do you play it up then?
Well, yeah, I mean, I will crumple to the floor. Because again, he's dwarven size, so he probably punched me somewhere in the stomach.
Yeah,
area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will just double up and like fetal position on the floor and like loud racking sobs.
that's gasp. My wife!
Nice.
Which at that point, I was like, huh?
Well, no, this is hell.
Like, I don't remember.
Don't
like,
remember.
I remember we talked about, I remember we held hands, and in Goblin Society, we are married. I never married you.
So do you want to spend one stress to assist then?
Yes. And also, like, my ideas are drawing attention to this.
Yep,
right.
Exactly.
Okay. So how do I do this?
You just use stress. So you can either do greater effect or additional die.
Would greater effect how does that work in a situation? Like, obviously, this isn't like combat.
You have a greater effect.
Okay. Let me give you the greater effect.
All right. Risky, great effect.
All right. I got a five.
That's five. Okay.
5-4-1.
Yeah.
Roll.
Yeah. With you totally playing it up and with Vez yelling, like, with that, especially with that yelling, a whole bunch of people just like, boop, like, eyes are all on this situation. And yeah. Willow is just like, what? What does. I wanted to have a great party, and this is the second time. And you hear Fontaine, come here right now. Take this werewolf out of here. And you see Fontaine Silverscar walk through the crowd.
Oh, he's the Vanguard of Light, yes. Guy, right? Yeah.
Walking right through the crowd like the ocean parting. And he goes, grabs Axel, and takes him out.
Nice.
For the five, though, I am going to advance the B clock.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good.
That worked out well. That worked out really well.
Yeah, and Will's like, "What? Oh, I didn't know you two were married, but I'm very sorry. I'll be able to make it up to you. I'll be able to make it up to you later.
Yeah, the magic.
Yes, the magic. Are you okay? Like, and Willow and other people trying to help you up and stuff like that.
I mean, on the one hand, I want to just jump up and be like, "Yep, I'm good." on the other hand, I really want to play it up and like, if I could just have maybe a drink and a quiet place to lie for a moment, and just gather myself a little bit. That's just awful. He's an awful, awful, stinky little dwarf.
You're right. And so Will is like, I will have, and she like kind of fetches over a hostess kind of person. She's like, they'll take you to a place to rest and get water. And so they'll take you to a room on the third floor. Yeah, they'll take you onto the third floor, and they walk you, and you see the rooms with this. Like, they walk you down the same hall where you see the stanchions and the guard, and they, but you don't even get close to it. They kind of kick you off into a room that's that's full. Like, it's a bedroom that was not taken, set aside. So it's like super luxurious. Yeah. Like, when Iara thinks of luxury, this is near the pinnacle.
All right. Sweet. And yeah, elves don't need water. They need champagne.
Exactly. You bring it up and the hostess will go take care of it. Bug. Yeah. You're in the altar room. What do you do?
Did we ever establish if Bug can read or not?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I feel like he might not.
I kind of feel that as well.
Maybe like certain words.
Yeah.
You've seen him over time and time, but maybe not.
Like blacksmith or stuff like that. I don't know.
Shrimp.
Do these books look expensive looking?
They're big. And they're gilded.
Fuck yeah.
I got sex.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really else other than this room, other than the altar and sacrifice.
Door, yeah.
And a door going out into the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I'm totally sax. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead and put
Two
load of the altar books, or two books of, like, holy books of blood and fire, right?
I mean, I'm assuming that's what they're the holy books of, but, I mean...
For everyone at home, yeah.
Did they, is there, with the amulet...
Fire and blood, sorry.
Is there any way I could know from their altar stuff that this is... Listening to their, what they say on the amulet...
I think that might be a stretch.
Might be too much of a stretch. Okay. I think I'm going to go use my climbing gear and hop into the next... Yeah, and I'll shut the windows and... Yeah.
And just go back where you came from?
No, go into the other room.
Oh, the... Because
there were two of them, weren't there?
I think it probably was more like just the end cap room.
Oh, yeah. But there's no furniture or anything.
No, because they made it room for this altar and all the candles and accoutrements and
stuff
like that.
Is there like a dagger or anything?
Yeah, sure.
Is it a nice dagger?
It's a nice dagger.
Take that dagger,
too. Okay, you better another one? Write that down.
Okay. Do I see anything else that's worth pocketing?
No. Nah.
No giant scrolls?
You have the fucking altar books.
Other than that, though.
Like, oh, no.
Because, what we were looking for.
Perhaps. No, the thing you're looking for is just not laying here, no. Good try.
I guess, I'll just mosey on back out.
Okay, so you... All right. As you're exiting the room, you're seeing Iora being escorted by a halfling hostess into a room just right down the hallway.
A halfling hostess?
Well, a hostess. I was thinking it's halfling because Underhills, blah, blah, blah.
Because they're short.
No, because
the
Underhills are running this party.
I think I might head down that way towards Iora's room.
Yeah, you get there.
I will enter.
Yeah.
And then...
So you're going to join Iora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Because I don't know books. I don't know books.
No. Iora, you're sitting, or you're like kind of get yourself situated. Like the door I just closed.
Right.
And like 10 seconds open later, it opens and Bug's there.
Also, I did hear Vez scream, "My wife." And I know Goblin Customs.
Oh,
I know who Vez's wife is. And I have no idea that you guys are bullshitting.
I don't think Vez is bullshitting.
I'm not bullshitting.
I know, but I have no...
I don't know what Iora thinks, but...
I heard you crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right. Oh, yeah.
Repeatedly. Are we alone in this room?
Yep. It's just you two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put something in front of the door so we don't get... Does it have a lock?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can lock it.
I'll just...
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hike up my sack.
Yeah.
And
book.
and I hand you these gilded religious tomes.
Okay.
Read.
I can't read.
Well, no, I don't know what to say.
Okay, so do you want to get
the title say? I
mean, yeah, pretty much one's blood magic and the other one's like harnessing fire.
Okay.
I think one's something to do with sanguine magic. Sanguine?
Something like that, yeah.
How do you say that word? Dave?
Sanguine.
Sanguine.
Yeah.
Igniting the fire magic in you.
they both sound like self-help books.
Yeah. The transcriptions of Ember Smoke Shield.
And then the second one.
The teachings of Elkar Bloodwraith.
Yeah, I dig it. I still can't read it, though.
Well, good job, though.
Nice. All right.
And so, like, yeah, these are obviously, like, sacred texts to the Order of Blood and Fire.
Yeah.
Where'd you find these?
Are they written by, like, L. Ron Hubbard? Is that what it is?
Elkar Bloodwraith, yeah. Same guy.
Okay, gotcha.
Guarded room.
And I point in the direction.
Sneaky.
This is part of the Bronzeworth family's stuff. Is that correct?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
The Underhills are renting this estate, and they've kind of done what they want with it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. So, yeah, it's Underhill stuff.
Because, like, your room that you're in right now is just, like, the standard room. But the room that Bug went into obviously was, like, a big room, but they changed stuff around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
These are obviously rare and old, right?
Yep.
Totally worth something.
Yeah, totally worth something.
Okay. Let's hang on to them.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what we'll do with these per se, but I know they would be useful to the Underhills. It's a little shady to steal from them and then give them back to them, but we can probably pin this on the Hidden Dagger.
I put them back in my sack.
Let's go to where there's trouble now. Gears and Tusk. So Grace is walking right towards you, Tusk.
Did I even get to the door before she stopped?
No, you were at the door.
I'm at the
door. And you were kind of like, and Grace is like, pops her head and she's like, hey.
She pops her head into the door?
Well, she pretty much.
We're not even in the door yet. We're just kind of like, what? We're opening the door.
Yeah.
And she's just like, hey, stop.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. Because she's like, clearly went and just came right back around.
Okay. Right.
And so she's approaching you now.
Okay.
I will walk away nonchalantly.
What?
Okay, that's fine. I can't wait for Grace. I go, what? And I just say, I'm looking for the bathroom.
Okay.
I don't know this place.
Give me a sway.
Give you a sway?
Uh-oh. Desperate standard.
Uh-oh. I have to sway because I don't know where the bathroom is.
But you were clearly had intent of going in there.
You were not looking for the bathroom.
Yeah, because I'm looking for the bathroom.
Sounds like a bluff.
Yeah, sounds like a bluff.
All right, sounds like a bluff.
You get desperate, at least.
Desperate, yeah, that's true. I have zero in sway, so...
Double sixes.
I actually got five.
Yeah. Six and a five.
A six and a five.
God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oof.
Okay. So we'll discuss. You're like, oh,
I get one. That goes to my resolve. Yeah, right? Yeah.
DeMarco,
I start to like wiggle around like I got pee.
And she like grabs your hand.
Okay.
And you probably have like a flashback of like, oh, when you guys were younger for a second.
I imagine that the relationship throughout most of their life has been strictly platonic.
Yeah.
You know, just like too. They're like really good friends.
Yep. And so probably at some points, I'm guessing, especially since she went towards the academy, she was kind of more like a bigger sister almost in a way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's like for a second you have a flashback of like, oh, just like when we were young, and she's like, let's go here, DeMarco, or whatever.
Which was still weird, because as a young orc, I was still humongous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so she's like, come here, DeMarco. And so she takes your hand and walks you towards the bathroom.
I look at Wilker. Is he just walking away? Yeah. Is he gone? Are you gone? You're just gone?
Well, I've already run into her once.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's already tossed me out. How many Wilkers can there be at one party?
Right. I was going to look at Wilker and be like,
I don't know you.
Yeah, exactly. Do your thing, Wilker.
Yeah, so she walks you to the bathroom. She's like, DeMarco, what's really going on here? I know there's something going on. I've seen strange people. There's people from the Hidden Blade, and now there's you, and I'm guessing the guy I threw out is part of your group as well. What's going on?
Am I at the bathroom now?
You're walking towards the bathroom.
I'm walking towards the bathroom.
Or she's taking to the bathroom.
For old time's sake, I won't lie to you, but I am here on a job, but... It wasn't supposed to, it's not involving the blades or anything like that. I heard that they were here, but that's all I know. I don't know what's going on. I'm just kind of enjoying the party right now, though. I don't know what's, I honestly don't know what the situation of anything is right now because of how chaotic it's been. So
she sighs as you guys get to the bathroom.
I get to the bathroom.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. I get in the bathroom. I lock the door.
She kind of like puts her, gets up close to the door, and she's like, "I can wait, DeMarco.
Okay,
this trick won't work on me like when we were younger."
Right. I guess at this point, I actually want to play with the trauma side of my character, okay, where he's cold.
Uh-huh.
This has pissed him off beyond belief, yeah, because his job's not going right. And even though she's his friend, this has like pushed him beyond annoyance, and he doesn't care about the whole friendship at this point.
Yeah.
Like, so she's waiting, right?
Yeah.
And this bathroom is empty. Is it just, what kind of bathroom is it? It's not like a big bathroom with stalls, is it?
No.
I mean, this is a mansion.
Yeah. So it's like a personal bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. It probably has like a really nice
off-foot tub.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah. You've been
a
to
bidet.
One.
Yeah.
A bidet.
A very water fancy tap that has one faucet that's cold water, one mm-hmm faucet that's hot water, because why don't they mix their goddamn water? I don't understand.
Right. Run some water and make it for white noise for a second, okay, while I get my thoughts together on what the plan is. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I get the plan together, I open the door and I look at her, and the facade of me being friendly has dropped.
Oh,
and
no,
it's clearly just like this cold exterior. Like, he's just like, "For old time's sake, I'm going to tell you once, walk the fuck away and pretend you didn't see me." And I'm going to use that as a command.
Yeah,
and
roll for like command.
And that's two to my command.
Risky,
please give me
standard
that. Give me that five and six again, please.
Don't say yeah that.
Double six, right?
A three and a three. Fucking A, man.
That's a six.
I always roll low when I don't want to.
Oh, my God. And you commanded her. She's like, "DeMarco, I thought things changed. I thought we could be friends again."
You thought wrong.
Yeah. She's like, "Clearly that's not the case. I'm going to have to ask you to leave now, and I'm only going to say this nicely once."
Well, I already asked my thing nicely once, and then I like I'm going to actually throw her into the bathroom and yep then have like a one-on-one combat.
Okay,
with her,
give
so
me
a skirmish.
Yeah, give me a skirmish. She is an 8 o'clock.
All right, eight. Skirmish.
I told you everything that's in this bathroom.
I locked the door so that nobody can interfere. Yeah. I guess
this is risky standard.
Risky standard. I got a six. Oh. Booyah.
There's, what's the other one?
A one. I got both extremes.
Yeah, I saw the one. I was like, you grab her and...
Does she have like a cloak or something on her?
Oh, she has... Yeah, she's all decked out and has a cloak. She,
oh, yeah. The motion is quick. Like, he like snaps her, gets her by the cloak and like throws her into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then as he does that, he like shuts the door behind him and locks it.
Right.
And kind of like rolls up his sleeves like... He goes, looks like we gotta do this.
All right, do what do you? What's your follow up?
I wanna slug her pretty good, like in the face.
Okay,
she's in the Iron Dragoon. She didn't get in
yeah,
the body.
Yeah, exactly.
Beat.
That's your blind spot. Yeah,
and also she's wearing armor. I imagine
yeah
too.
Oh yeah.
So she's more geared than I am.
Yes.
So
the face is only the logical conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I know. I'd punch her in the gut. I don't want to hit her in the face.
You just said you were gonna hit her.
I know,
in the face.
But she's like. Okay, yeah, fine, fuck it.
All right.
Gut punches hurt bad, dude.
Gut punches hurt even
worse.
Yeah,
but she's wearing armor.
I don't want to kill her, though.
She is wearing armor.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
I'll punch her. I'll just slug her in wherever it lands, essentially.
This is a...
Break her pretty fair.
It's skirmish. Yeah.
That was pretty.
You're going to cut your knuckle on her teeth.
I'm like imagining her's like Brienne of Tarth, so...
Kind, that's what I was thinking as well. Yeah. But
so she can't be pretty?
Except prettier.
Oh, she's pretty.
She's prettier in like...
Elven.
Elven and taller, even more so. Or maybe not, I don't know. But yeah, I was kind of thinking the same, yeah. It'll be controlled standard.
Controlled standard.
Because you, right, you got her down.
I got a three and a three. Wow. Those threes is low.
All right. Yeah. So you go to like clock her. Yeah.
If I pushed myself, nah.
No, it's too late.
Too late.
You're
rolling. Never mind. I forgot.
So yeah, you're going down and she rolls out of the way and grabs your arm and like does a reversal and slams you onto the ground.
Oh, go figure.
And you're going to be level one harm winded.
Okay. Cool. That's fine.
You're just going to take it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could roll first.
You could resist or armor as well.
Resist or armor.
You have three options.
I can resist because I got four. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and resist, I guess, because I got four. I got four to my resist. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good rolling.
That's a six.
Oh, fuck. Jesus.
I got a six, so I completely resist that.
Yeah. So you're just like.
Just whoom. As she does that, I kind of like use like a thing that. I learned as a kid as I like land, I make sure my feet land first so I can kind of cushion myself from hitting the ground
right.
you know, flat on my back. That would prevent me from being winded.
Right.
Damn.
Welker.
So, yeah, I wandered away, and I assume I saw where they went.
Yes, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Do I hear any sounds of conflict?
Following them or whatever, you put your ear up against the door, and yeah.
I like saw him throw her in the room, and...
You probably did see it, like,
just saw a giant hand come out and pull her in, like, whoa.
So if I want to help, I have to get through the locked door.
Yes.
Which doesn't really leave me with a whole lot of options as far as other stuff.
Yeah, tinker or wreck to get through that door.
Yeah, I'll tinker to get through the door.
Right, what does it look like as you just bring out a lockpick?
Yeah, I'm bringing out my tinkering tools, so I have no more
gear.
Well, I have two more uses of my bandolier, but I'm wrong sheet. Tinkering tools.
Tinker.
Three tinker. Five. I mean, I don't know how complicated this lock would
be. You get it, but the complicated, this is weird.
I mean,
it unlocked.
You open it up, or you pick it, and you open it up, and boom, right away, Grace is like, you again? And she goes and like grabs you and goes to throw you at DeMarco for like an attack. So she grabs you and like throws you into DeMarco because you're probably getting up at this point.
Can I protect?
Sure, if you want
Since he's being thrown at me, I can catch him.
Wilker's perfect
gently response
is, who? Yeah.
Well, now, what was protect? I forgot what that
you
is.
Just
you
do...
got the wrong number.
Is it my resistance? Or what is that?
I'm not that guy. I'm a different guy.
Protect, face danger for a teammate, step in to suffer a consequence in their place.
Yeah, so he's going to take...
You may roll to resist as normal if you wish.
Yeah, so she throws Wilker into you, and he was going to take bruised level one, but you can...
I can catch him and try to resist.
Wow.
I got five, so I only get one
stress. And so,
vroom. It's pretty...
I catch him. I'm like... Ugh.
So you two are in it. And as she throws and she kind of positions herself, you see her take out her sword.
Oh.
Either one of you can go.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to whip out my manacles. I'm going to manacle her sword arm to my right arm so that she can't really swing it around.
Slick. That's a good move. Right.
Oh, that... that's a still skirmish.
I guess it'd be a still skirmish. Yep. Yeah.
Let's see. You're doing it close, and she has a kind of a longer effect. So yeah. So this is your risky standard.
This is my risky standard. All right. So skirmish. Come on, baby. I got a... What did I get, Josh? I got a five. One and a five.
Well, all right. So you're having like to get really close, and she has a blade, and she definitely gets you along the side as you're going in.
Okay, yeah.
So a level two harm of pierced, unless you want to do armor and resist. And I'm putting two clocks.
I have to do both armor and resist?
Or if you want to, for this one, if you want to completely negate, you would have to do two armor or armor and a resist.
I'll do one armor and resist.
Okay, so what's the armor? What does
this
look like?
My armor is my jacket. She fucks up my jacket and it pisses me off.
And so it'd be a level one like bruise because pretty much it's like a boonk against
you.
But you can choose the resist if you want to.
I'll resist that.
Okay.
Or, I mean, level one would probably be grazed too. Whatever.
It could be either way.
I got a six.
Two. Okay. Yeah,
two sixes. I got two sixes, so I got
one actually loses
this.
No, it's only for actions, not resist.
I thought it was resist too.
No.
Sucks.
Yeah, you resist and you're fine. Wilker, you see this happen as now they're handcuffed together.
We're both super pissed.
Yeah, she is very pissed.
We're both pissed.
She's like, this could have went so easily, DeMarco.
Yeah, same to you. You could have just walked away, but no. We're both on the job, though. That's just how it goes.
And what does Wilker do as these two are
bickering?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think Wilker wants to get in the middle. I would like to set up... how do I make it easier for DeMarco?
You will do an action.
So I have...
And I'm manacled to her, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This heist has gone way off track.
Yes.
Just get the scroll.
You two are doing the mission.
You're so close.
Do you have a...
These are so close.
Do you have a weapon
well.
At all? Or are you just punching
her? I'm just punching her. I'm a good slugger.
I'm going to wreck the toilet and take the back of the toilet.
Yes!
All right.
Oh, boy.
Is this... Oh, the setup for him.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Wreck away.
Six.
Boom.
Six and a three.
So you're like, tell me, how does this go?
Yeah, I just go over to the toilet seat, and I'm looking back, and I'm like, oh, my God. I just make this wrenching motion and take off the lid of the toilet and hand it to him.
Oh, give me the lid of the toilet?
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Your go.
So you're holding a large... You can hold with a large piece of...
Porcelain.
Porcelain.
Porcelain, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you do lose one stress.
I would, yeah, I thought so.
Boom. Fuck, man.
Thank God.
Target.
Nope.
Was that risky or anything like that?
You turned it into, he's going to be risky, but with great effect, because now he has a toilet.
I have a porcelain
club.
No, the back. What was it? The back of the thing. The lid.
The tank
lid. Yeah.
Not the lid of the tank.
Oh, the lid of the tank. So he gave me like a slab of porcelain.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Right.
I use that and I smack her over the head.
Uh-huh. All right. So the
yeah, I know.
You actually, this would be controlled great effect because you're controlling her hand and he's giving you a great effect.
Yeah, exactly. And just like all you gotta do is walk away, and I skirmish. And I smack her, you know, whatever.
You raise the toilet lid above over your head and bring it down.
This is a fight between friends. It's heated. We don't care what we're using. Yeah. We're just fighting.
Go for God. It.
Or rival friends. Dangerous friends. That's dangerous. This game
for enemies.
Okay, skirmish. That's a 5 and a 4.
So you do it.
I bonk her on the head with porcelain lid.
So...
Oh my God.
So yeah, you bring it down and it's like shatters on her head.
Well, I said bonk, which sounded a lot nicer. Shatter makes it sound pretty brutal, man.
I mean, she did just try to stab you.
Yeah, she did try to stab you.
Yeah,
she tried to stab me too, yeah. She messed up my jacket.
Yeah, she did.
She that could have killed you.
Yeah, it could have killed me.
You bonk her in quotes, but the it definitely shatters, so okay. You won't have that anymore because it's porcelain. And she also like elbows you with because your hand got together, it's like elbows you in the ribs for a level 1 harm of bruise.
I can resist that.
just keep pushing back on it.
I don't know. I might not get lucky one time and just get like a lot of stress.
Yeah, we'll see.
But you've got so many dice, you're going to get... It isn't going to be catastrophic.
I don't want to try to do this one fictionally. I'll take the bruise. I'll just take it.
Okay.
That's fine with me. I don't want to spend like... Oh, yeah, and he just kind of, like, resisted
the... Put him in the jaw, he likes it.
You could be a badass, and pretty much you're like, I've tussled with her multiple times.
That kind of sounds like DeMarco.
Fictionally, like, you two tussled together also when you were younger.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm fairly certain none of us in the party could punch you hard enough to really hurt you.
Okay.
But, I mean, at the same time, DeMarco can heal, too.
Yeah.
So, like, that's...
Oh, God, he can... Yeah, that's right.
So,
I forgot about that.
Like,
yeah, I can heal really fast, so it's, like, no big deal.
Hey, so can Bug.
That's right.
Yeah,
Bug too. He's leeching my powers.
You'll lose your tick that you had left over.
Oh, that's right. I'll lose that tick, but whatever. I'll live with it.
Wilker.
Looking around for something else to help set him up with, something else to hit her with.
She has 1 second.
She's on the verge. She's woozy.
Yeah, she, after the porcelain, she's just like, like she gave that elbow to Tusk, like kind of like, ooh, like not totally all with it.
This is a terrible fight.
Well,
just handing me stuff. Like, go for it. Go for it.
I have no ability to fight. So,
okay. What do you do?
Hit her with this toilet brush.
It sounds like a wrestling match.
Yes, exactly.
Okay? Is there a trash can?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I will pull the trash can receptacle off of the wall.
Well, it's just sitting there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to. What do I need to do to give him a setup?
You can do an action, or you can assist with stress.
Yeah, set up another character with your action. If you achieve it, they get +1 effect or improved position.
Yeah. Think of an action. Or...
Oh, yeah. I will just kneel down behind her.
You want me to push her over?
It'd probably be a prowl, then, because you're trying to get behind her.
Sure.
But the thing is, like, I know you're like, kneeling behind her like you're setting me up to push her over, but she's manacled to me. You can't really
more
push.
Like, so you could, you know? Not even to push her over, but you could easily then, like... check her, and he's helping with that.
Okay. Or, I mean, you could, like, drive her down.
Right.
Okay, and that would prowl.
I'll do a prowl.
That sounds fine to me.
Five. I guess you're going on your hands and knees, and you're already a small person. These two are larger than you, and I think you probably get stepped on. Mm. So
step on his fingers count?
Yeah. It'd be a level 1 harm of...
Squished.
And so to resist that, I take a stress
armor or if you're going to resist, yeah, you can roll.
I mean, I don't have any more armor. I've already used armor today.
So you can roll prowess or you can take the harm.
I can roll prowess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two dots in prowess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
5 and a 4.
So you take one stress.
Just take 1 stress. Yep.
Not bad. All right, DeMarco, you see the setup. What do you do?
Yeah, I go in for the tackle, I guess, and like try to pin her to the ground, essentially,
yep.
Like to end the fight, so to speak. So +1.
Yeah, because greater effect wouldn't help because she's so...
Yeah, close. Maybe you could clock her head on the floor.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what happens.
When you tackle her, yeah.
All right, and I got 2 5s and a 1. we make a loud.
I mean, that was a pretty loud tussle.
Yeah, that was.
Well, not only that, but the tackle, me and her hitting the ground, the along with the gnome. The
bathroom is fucked. I mean, you guys,
because the floor tiles probably cracked. You probably when she just came down like that.
You probably just tackled her into a sink, the sink. Now
can I just say that
everywhere.
Really was like a really weird WWE match because you had like this little gnome with an owl mask and a toga on going around. He's like, here, hit her with this. Yeah.
And then he does the classic heel thing of like on his hands and knees and like push her over.
Beautiful. It is a loud party though.
Yeah, exactly. Too. I'd say your relationship degrades. So you
ship with the Iron Dragoon?
No, with her. Grace. So you were like enemy friends, frenemies.
Dangerous friends. I mean, she was essentially my rival anyway. So
but
friends is still half of that.
Right. Yeah. Because pretty much what happens, you tackle her, her head hits, and she goes unconscious.
She probably thinks, I owe him one. Next time I see him, his...
Right.
Well, I didn't, like, kill her.
But, she feels like, next time I see Tusk, I owe him one. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. He's going to get one.
Right.
Grace will remember that.
Fuck if I care.
Exactly.
I'm cold, man. I don't care. I already told her to fuck off, and she said no. And then she told me to fuck off, and I was like, no. So then we got in a fight. Mm-hmm.
Fighting's fun.
Essentially what happens, I end up leaving her handcuffed in the bathroom.
In the bathroom,
yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Is that what every fight's like? Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right, Vez. It's about that time.
Does Vez want a caffeine pill?
It's magic time.
Magic time.
I want to get the scroll.
Yeah, I know. Time passes, and finally, Willow looks to you, and she kind of beckons you over, even amongst the crowd and all that kind of stuff.
All right, Vez will walk over to her.
She offers her hand to dance.
All right, remember, Vez's hands are super sweaty, so he goes to touch it, and he'll dance.
Okay, so she dances with you, and she's like, she dances with you, and she's like, oh, are you nervous?
About?
Well, your hands are so sweaty.
That's just how I am.
There's nothing to be nervous about. Once you see the power of the Lord, it'll be great.
I'm pretty excited.
And she's like, I am too. She just dances with you and kind of talks nothings into your ear the whole time.
Great. Like, Vez is just like, right?
This is what it's like to date a church girl.
I hate it.
But finally, the song ends, and she's like, all right, let's... She's like, holds your hand, still holding your hand. She's like, hopefully your wife will be okay with this.
Yes, not a problem.
She's like, okay, well, let's go. And so she walks you up to the third floor. Everyone else, you know, goes to the stanchion area.
Uh-huh.
And takes you beyond that area.
Uh-huh.
To the door. And
I've not been here.
No, you have not. And so she opens up the door. And
she's going to sacrifice her ass.
I know. I don't care. I know. I've known this since we heard that there was an altar in this place.
I didn't put it together.
Really? No, I didn't either.
I didn't either.
No. Oh, my God.
So, like, as we're walking up and stuff, I'm like, wow, the third floor. This is really, I didn't know there was three floors.
I'm glad I took the dagger.
There's more than one dagger
and
in the world.
Books.
The books will make it harder.
The books
harder.
She doesn't have her instruction manual.
Her recipe,
She doesn't have her 101 books.
Exactly. And so, she opens up the thing, and there's this altar and all these candles.
Wow, look
and
at
stuff.
All these candles and the altar. That's cool. Is that where the magic's performed? On the altar?
So romantic.
She's like, yeah, I want to come in. I'll show you. And she's also like, Santhra, come along. And you've noticed this whole time, Santhra.
Oh, Santhra, you're here too. This is going to be a great time for us to worship our new God.
I would like to think that we caught on at some point.
Yeah.
And that we were already making our way over.
Yeah.
Well, you were just down the hallway anyway,
right? Right, right.
Well, and I've already unlocked the window, so we could go wait behind the curtain.
How do you convey information without tipping off people? Probably sway, because you're trying to disguise this information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just like my whole nervousness hasn't been helpful this whole time as well.
I'm saying, like, you probably need to sway so you're not tipping off Willow and Santhra.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, let's hold me, my sweaty hands, me being nervous already, the wife thing. So I'm just saying.
For an advantage?
Yeah, for an advantage. Sure. Like, this whole time they've
been... What's your sway to begin with?
It's nothing.
Okay, so you get one die. Yeah, I'll give you a die. Do you want to be
push yourself
risky? And you can push yourself.
Wait, what does push myself do?
You can get another die, or you can... You probably would want to get another die.
Yeah, I want to get another
die. So two stress...
And you get a die.
And you get a die.
Oh, God, you guys.
How rough are you looking?
I have 3 stress left.
Oh, yeah. Left? Oh,
and
no.
Do you want desperate for this or risky?
I think just risky. It's not really desperate. It's more like the reason why. I don't even know what the difference is. Is there a level?
Desperate, you get an extra XP.
But when you screw up, it's real bad.
I don't want to screw up and be real bad.
Okay, so risky.
4.
4. So
it's better than a 3.
I mean, so you don't tip them off.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's all just fill up this clock. We all know what's going to happen.
Baboons.
Baboons.
That is
baboons.
The baboon clock has been full.
To start this clock action going, and then, so they, you say that, but they are like whisking you in.
Yeah.
And you hear.
Because the magic.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, Willow's just like, now I want you to get up on the altar with me so we can experience the magic together.
Okay.
And you see Willow kind of climb up and is standing on the altar.
Like, Vez knows by now what's happening, mm-hmm. right?
And you notice, look over your shoulder, Santhra looks troubled because you see her looking at where the books should be.
Okay. I was like, so do we all get up? Is it just me and Willow?
And Santhra's like, you two get up there and I'll make sure that the magic flows for you two.
Okay. Gross. So he starts to walk like bow-legged, like in his cowboy walk, slowly as possible, and like kind of like pretends he's limping, like mm-hmm. he's got a problem because he's trying to buy time.
You should try to, find a bathroom like I did when I was in trouble.
He's like, saddle it up to the altar. And he'll go over and be like, so, I have a hard time,
Santhra picks you up and puts you on the altar.
All right, thank you.
And and so Santhra looks to Will, to both of you, and he's like, we're missing some of our implements, so this may be a little bit more difficult to convey the magic. That just means we may need a little bit more blood. And you see her take out a very long dagger.
Wait. I pull out my dagger. I would prefer.
She puts her dagger away. She's like, fair enough. And she offers to take the dagger from you.
This is where I wish people would come in because
we're trying. That's what we were saying.
I know. You need you to at least roll one time before.
Well, I'm gonna immediately, as she put her dagger away, was gonna jump on her and stab her in the neck.
All right, let's go.
All right, so what is it? It's a prowl.
I mean,
she's jumping on it.
Yeah, you're jumping.
Does she have surprise on her?
Ambush with close violence. It's a prowl.
Ambush with close violence.
6-4-3.
Oh.
I have 3 in prowl. So,
tell me, well, how does this go?
So as she puts her dagger away and she's like, okay, and she starts to hand me the dagger and I'm handing it to her like, I'm holding the blade and handing her the end.
Right.
And as I get closer, I flip it real quick, grab it in my hand, jump off the thing, land on her and go to get her right in not the neck,
right,
but down to her shoulder.
And this is going to be 8 o'clock situation. But yeah, you do it now. So the two that were up here that you were like, oh, shit, you're at the door.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's those two, right?
Yeah, those you two.
Oh, and I was hoping we could be in the window.
Oh, no, okay. I'm going straight through, man.
You two are ready to do...
Yeah, ready to come in, whatever it is. Yeah.
I'm totally coming in. I'm going to come barreling out of the curtains.
So you see, Willow on the altar. And...
This is going to be an ambush.
Okay. How does this go?
Vez is stabbing the shit out of Santhra.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tackle Maul the halfling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is for my stabbed arm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I've got 3 dice. Do I get an extra dice because I was sneaking?
No, that's just your prowl is.
I'm gonna push myself.
Okay. Mm. So for more dice or greater effect?
Greater effect.
All right.
Which is gonna be, is that 1 stress or 2?
2.
Okay.
Always cheaper to help someone else.
I got a 5.
5.
2 ones and a 5.
Yeah.
Before I do the other clock, I need to know, where are you?
I'm coming through the door. I'm not climbing outside. That's
okay.
Crazy.
Okay, cool.
They're still in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, and you'll see it very soon why they're going to come up as well, if that's what you two would like to do. Yeah, how does this look like, the tackle and stuff
so,
like that?
So, like, Vez jumps Santhra and stab. Mm-hmm. And then, the curtains rustle,
mm-hmm.
and then just the black blur jumps, and then where the halfling was, there's just this ball of fur and anger,
mm-hmm.
mauling.
And sack.
And sack.
And sack.
Yeah.
And the cape.
On top of the altar.
Yeah.
spilling blood on top of the altar.
And so I'm going to fill up the last clock.
Uh-huh. Which stood for?
K is for killing.
Oh.
And so, Sable, as you're getting past the lock and you're about to open the door, and you see here behind
me,
you see a Valkyrie, a Phantom of the Opera, a sad clown, and a plutocrat.
Not a werewolf, though.
Not a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
So the Valkyrie is Valentina McGregor. The Phantom of the Opera is Adira Woodrow. Okay. The sad clown is Grover Zerubin. The plutocrat is your son.
Oh, God.
They are literally rushing in behind you with blades drawn.
Oh, God. Okay.
Blades in the dark.
Let's just add another 8 o'clock on top of this.
Mm.
8 o'clock represents what? The entire group or just?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shit. They're coming in behind me. One of my equipments is a vial of slumber essence.
Okay.
I assume
it does what you think it does.
What I think it does is not what I want it to do.
Okay.
What I want to do is like atomize it and like, you know,
pocket sand into the
yeah, yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I will do that.
All right. Use your load, and that sounds like a volley of some sort.
Are you like surprising them with it?
I'm sure.
Could be like a finesse.
Yeah, probably.
Finesse is as good as I'm going to get. One.
Oh, no, sorry. That was going to be risky standard to
I'm
begin
surprised
with.
You didn't like push yourself or.
I'm pretty stressed.
You're about to get more stressed.
So, yeah, you're like pocket sand.
right.
And then it just kind of falls to your feet.
Right.
And you're like, oh, shit. And they literally like run past you, and your son makes give you a little on the way through past you. You're not their target, but they were trucking, and they give your son is like
gives me a little
hey father, and like into the side.
Happy Father's Day.
Exactly. And that'll be this is just the beginning. So we'll do a level one harm of
shanked.
Yeah, shanked.
I think I'm just gonna take it.
All right. So I'm guessing Tusk and Gears were ascending quickly based on this information.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say before we started ascending, though, and, you know, heard the skirmishing going on, and that's why I kind of decided to go. But before I leave the bathroom, I'm like, let's go, Wilker. And then like as Wilker leaves, I kind of stop at the doorway and kind of, you know, look back at Grace and kind of conflicted. Because of how he feels,
right,
and like his trauma and whatever, and he kind of remembers the scene you were talking about where they're as kids holding hands.
Yeah,
he just kind of sits there and decides, yeah, she'll be safe here. But then he takes out the key to the manacle and like throws it on the ground by her feet or whatever, and like leaves.
Oh my gosh, great!
Yeah,
that's great. Wilker, you get to go first then. So you're up there.
Yeah,
you see Iora kind of like befuddled, and you see an altar and people on top of the altar, and just it's pretty chaotic in that room now.
Pretty chaotic in that room.
You see...
Bug is growling.
You see Twitch giving the business to Santhra.
Santhra, I would assume, is probably the bigger threat, right?
You tell me.
For the killing Santhra team. By himself? Is it him or her?
Her.
Santhra's a girl.
Santhra, I am currently on her, stabbing her right now.
All right. But I mean, like, she's an 8 o'clock by herself. So
the blood party is an 8 o'clock. So between Willow and Santhra and the K clock, those four people are an 8 o'clock.
The blood party only has 3 segments left. Probably 2 successes away from getting knocked out.
That sounds good to me. I'm going to...
Or one really good.
If it's a great effect, yeah.
I guess on my bandolier, I will have standstill poison.
Okay.
And I am going to administer it to Santhra.
How do you do that?
Well, I'm going to run up. I've got my syringes with my blowgun, and I'm sure she's not expecting somebody to come up to the back of her leg and stab her with standstill poison. So I have a prowl of one.
Okay. Backstabbing.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you want to push yourself for anything?
No, but I was thinking about a devil's bargain. I mean, you know, I'm really not a combatant, and here's all these people going around fighting and stabbing and kicking, and here I am throwing myself into the mix. So the standstill poison, just to be clear, I mean, it makes it so, like you would expect, they basically...
They're paralyzed, pretty much.
A powder that causes temporary paralysis. So
but you're injecting it. So, yeah, you'll get the extra die, but as you're running up and not taking care of what's on the altar, you, like, there's blood starting to pour on the altar between Bug and Willow, and you start to see, like, energy starting to ruminate out of it, And everyone in the room starts to feel really weird.
Like, more weird than I usually feel?
Yeah. So, let's see. You go to stab it.
Do and, I stab myself?
Yeah, I think you stab yourself. And so, I'm
paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
the combination.
No,
well, I think you're not completely paralyzed. I think you paralyze...
Yes, one side of him is paralyzed,
yeah, exactly.
And so he's limping and, like, slurring. Yeah. And
I think for the rest of this encounter, you'll get a limited effect unless you choose to resist.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess prowess.
No, I'll just take it.
Okay. And then, Tusk, you get up there.
So I get up there, and there's the gnome has stabbed himself, which is an interesting turn of events. And what else is going on in the scene?
The hidden dagger are all kind of getting in there, and they're just kind of running around you guys towards the altar.
They're running towards the altar.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the altar? Is there anything going on?
Willow and Bug.
Willow and Bug?
Mm-hmm.
The goblin's still stabbing.
Yes.
Panther.
Sable has been kind of left in the dust in the hallway.
Right.
The
yeah.
I will go for the altar and get to Willow and try to... Because Bug's fighting Willow, right? So I'll go help.
Fighting. Well, like, just eating her.
Yeah.
The goblin sounded pretty nervous from what I've heard over the thing, and I'll trust Bug to be able to take care of Willow, so I'll help Fez out with
it's all the same clock.
It doesn't matter.
If I can't take care of a halfling, I think it's time to hang up my spurs.
So the goblin's on Santhra,
yes.
Right? So I'm going to take my unusual weapon that I've already used last time, which is my bat.
Okay.
And I'll run up behind Santhra and, like, take a big swing at the back of their knees to knock them over with the goblin still on top going, ah!
Yep.
I'm just digging. I'm not repeating stabbing. I'm just digging it into her.
Oh.
That's a skirmish
card. Yeah, that's creepier. Risky standard.
Risky
standard.
Why is it creepier? I don't want to make more wounds.
That's a 3 and a 2.
Wow.
That's a 3 and a 2.
A 3 and a 2. Mm.
I mean, she's probably trying to, like, move away.
Yeah.
So maybe she, like, unconsciously, like, dodges it or something. Yeah.
No one's paying attention to the hidden dagger, and they are now surrounding Bug and Willow, and looking like they're about to put their daggers down.
Mm.
Vez.
Well, I basically am riding... is she half elf? What is she?
She was a tiefling.
So I'm basically riding a tiefling right now.
Yeah, that's a cowboy.
I'm kind of like steering her because, like, I got a knife in her shoulder.
I wish Vez talked like a cowboy at this point.
Is she trying to do anything?
Just trying to get you off her.
Because, like, I got at her front, but I've positioned myself where I'm on her back, and I'm holding on to her.
And she is trying to get you off, but you're, like, kind of scuttling. Since you scuttle from front to back, she is...
Yeah, so I had one dagger in her left.
Yeah.
I'm going to take another dagger out from my back and do it into her right.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I can steer her.
It's just bad.
That's a skirmish.
Skirmish-controlled standard effect.
I don't have any in my skirmish.
So 2d6, take the lowest, but you're controlled, so it won't be as bad if you fail.
Well, I rolled a 5 and a 3.
No, you don't do it because
I take the lowest.
You can press on by seizing a risky opportunity or withdraw.
You're trying to, like, you bring up your other hand, and she is able to grab your other hand, like, because you're off balance, kind of, because you're going to bring out the dagger. And at that point, she goes and, like, gets you off of her.
Well, okay, so let's do it this way. I'm going to withdraw. So as I go down to stab, and she grabs my hand, because she kind of feels my weight shift when I do that, she'll grab my hand, and as she grabs my hand, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let go of the other dagger that I've been holding on to, flip myself over, because she probably wasn't expecting that, and then kind of, like, disengage from her completely.
Bug. You see 4 people around you with daggers.
Do I see it?
See what?
Them.
4? Yeah, you're puzzling with Willow, but all...
So I'm going to... use Willow like a weapon, and because she's so tiny.
Yes, I know exactly.
So, like, I've got my claws in her, and I'm just gonna dig into her shoulder, and use her to smack into some of the hidden dagger guys.
Right. That sounds like a skirmish.
Probably shouldn't kill anybody. Just FYI,
standard.
That's why I use a bat and I use my fists, because I don't kill anybody with my fists unless I want to.
And that's why I stabbed her into the shoulder and not into her neck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my claws are in her shoulder.
It's the one thing we haven't done this is the one thing we haven't fucked up so far. We haven't killed somebody.
Yeah. Are you just boom, 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 or are you throwing them?
I'm using her like a club.
Okay.
Not a projectile.
Right.
What clock is this going to affect?
I was thinking the K clock. Oh. Or did you want the... It's either one. Which one do you want?
I would like to... Even if I don't damage the K clock, can I still fictionally distract them with this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm more focused on distracting them, I think. So I don't know what that means.
Are you trying to hurt? You're not trying to hurt anybody.
I want to, but okay. I mostly don't want to get stabbed by five people.
Right. So it sounds like you're going against the K clock and you're using Willow as the weapon against the K clock.
So, okay, yeah, sure. So I got a five.
Five. So you do it. Yeah, what does this look like? Who do you hit? Remember, there's a Valkyrie, a Sad Clown, a
Sad
Phantom.
Clown.
Yeah.
Like, not even a question. Sad Clown.
You smack the Sad Clown with Willow.
I think, because I'm holding her by the shoulder.
Yes.
I think her little feet smack him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Right in his little nose, rubber nose.
Yeah. Like, her feet are bare, too. Like, because she's a giant, right? Like,
and also, she's got those thick halfling feet.
As you're like, you hit the Sad Clown, but the Sad Clown's dagger doesn't go for you. It stabs Willow.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait.
Oh
no.
Clock.
The fuck?
For all you at home, he just added another clock.
I just added another clock with four segments.
Is that
that's a bad clock. That clock should be up there. That's a very bad clock.
We're going to be summoning a Blood
Cthulhu. That's Elder God. That's Elder God clock.
All right. It was Ira.
All right. Ira's had hard 6 seconds here. I'm trying so hard to adhere to my instinct that I avoid confrontation for lots of reasons, but to stay true to the character and because I can't do it. But I will shout loudly to the room, the halfling stole your books. If you kill her, your religious texts will be ruined. Everybody has to stand down and search her body, search her person for these books. If you don't do that, the knowledge will be lost forever.
What skill?
I think it's sway.
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm trying to change attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
5-4-2.
Okay. So your son.
Who is apparently part of the Hidden Dagger?
Yeah, apparently.
Jackass.
I know, right? Your son's like, Father, we're not here for books or whatever. We're here for her. You could leave right now and we don't have any problems.
Well, I kind of have a problem with this shank in my fucking kidney.
I don't know what you're talking about. You must be getting old.
Well, then leave us out of it and you can have the halfling. But you...
Tell your big monster over there, then.
He's trying to give her to you. I don't know I don't know where the hell the scroll is.
With Willow.
Me either.
Is it on her?
Where would she carry it? I think it's probably on Cloak Lady, who we haven't seen.
I'm going to advance this clock.
Damn it!
The bad clock.
That is not what I wanted.
More
the room
blood.
Starts to feel really bad. Yeah, as blood is flowing out of Willow.
I have one use left of my bandolier. Come on, bandolier.
And I can have a grenade in it.
Oh my God.
I'm going to wreck the outside wall to blow a hole in the wall so we can get out of here.
All right. Sounds great.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to say you do it.
Well, that's good because I can't roll for shit.
Yeah. Escape hatch complete.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do it.
Basically, I'm looking at Santa right now.
Yeah.
As I jumped out, I'm like, where's the scroll?
Sounds like a... Do you want to just get it out of her?
I mean, if she has it on her, I will fucking tear her to pieces to get to it.
So you can do like a command or a sway?
Yeah, command. Let me look at this. Either way, I don't have that good of a roll.
Can I assist?
Yeah, you totally can.
All right.
How do you assist?
What the goblin is trying to say is that this is a volatile situation. We've got so much going on here. We'll remove ourselves from the situation. All we need is the scroll. That's what we're here for.
So I roll 2 sixes.
And yes!
I take the lowest.
Wait, so no, because I assisted.
So I got 2 sixes.
Okay. You would have rolled 1 die, but you got 2 sixes, so I'm still giving you that 6.
Okay.
Because you would have rolled just 1. So yeah, you just fucking do it.
Okay.
And I'm going to fill up the B clock then, too. But Santhra tells you Willow has it.
God damn it.
And you can tell, she's like... just get off of me. Willow has it.
I'll go. And
she'll run.
Okay, so I'm holding Willow.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop fencing with her and just wait, wait, wait.
Wait.
To the assassin guys. And I'm just going to start patting her down for the scroll.
Find it.
I take it.
Uh-huh.
I drop her.
Okay.
Out the hatch.
All right, so...
With my climbing gear.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you just give Willow.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, so I'm just gonna...
Yep.
I'm gone.
Oh, man, I wanted to do a thing. I was going to destroy the altar.
Pretty much as Bug has dropped him, all the hidden daggers come down on Willow at the same time, and you do.
I was actually going to charge straight into the altar, but you push myself to, what was it?
Do a superhero kind of stuff.
Not to be trifled with. You can push yourself to do one of the following. Perform a feat of physical force that verges on superhuman, engage a small gang.
Equal food. This sounds like pushing over a giant-ass altar.
Yeah.
Maybe you can push it out the hole I just made.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, because you're pushing yourself.
Too stress?
Yeah.
John, maybe you could push it out the hole I just made.
Yeah, I'll push it out the hole or whatever. I was hoping to just like bust through it like
I mean,
or not, but
I thought my understanding of that ability is you just do it.
No,
not so. It just says you can push yourself to do one of the following.
Yeah,
perform
so
a feat of physical
to perform
force.
So yeah, if you succeed this, you just fucking do whatever you want to say you're going to do.
All right, okay, well that's a wreck for me, so
yep.
That's do I get an extra die for that? Or
no.
Okay.
But pretty much, like, pushing a giant wooden thing and breaking it, or not wooden, giant stone thing and breaking it is in superhuman.
Seeing what he's doing, I mean, instead of running out, can I assist him? I'm
sure,
right there.
Yeah, because I didn't think you would be able to run out in time. But so
I'll
you
just
drop
her
and you see...
start shoving. Yeah.
Okay, so you get an
additional
die.
You get an extra die.
I get additional die? Okay, cool.
I'd take stress, though.
Yeah, one.
That's a 2 5s and a 3.
All right, so...
I mean,
you
do it.
Success. So, yeah, what does this look like?
I mean, I was thinking, like, you just slam into it, and then, like, you're just pile-driving it, and I'm like, okay, I'll help.
That's what I mean. Like, I wanted to just bust through a juggernaut, and it just evaporates, essentially, so it's speaking to rubble.
Yeah, you
but,
can, so
I mean, fictionally...
But otherwise, he already made a hole, and he wants us to push it out the hole.
You can do it your way, so
we're on the third
floor. It's your action.
Yeah,
so it's your action.
I'm just helping.
Yeah, I just wanted to be like, okay, I book it for the hole, and I destroy the altar in
exactly.
the process.
And like, so you somehow like or helping him push or
something like that.
Which,
I basically fuck up the altar for them, and they're like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. As Willow's body goes limp and all of her blood was pouring onto the altar and it was about to like power up, you could say in quotes, you just poof, and everyone starts to use that unease that you're feeling in your body just vanishes.
It vanishes, yeah. So I figured it would happen if I destroyed the
altar.
Exactly.
Good call.
Yeah.
And you're
very good call.
I think the downside is the crew takes a heat because of this shit.
This has been a very loud adventure.
And we'll see how all this stuff resolves next time.
Okay.
Let's do XP real quick. Mm-hmm. All right. So who wants to go first?
I did not roll a desperate action at all during all that. I address a challenge with tracking or violence.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, okay. And you express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background?
Yeah. I say you got one for the first one, two for this other, the next category, yeah.
And then you struggle with issues from your vice or traumas during this session, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I got four total.
I'll go next.
Yeah.
Every time you roll a desperate action, well, I already marked that one. Okay, so I address the challenge with violence or coercion.
Yeah.
I tried to... Both.
So
I tried to
two
say,
for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, "Hey, back off." No, you're not going to back off. Okay, let's bounce. And let's see. You express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I tried to stop the bugbear from wandering off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't stop him because he just wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so it sounds
so
like one. And then you definitely did your last one is. So it sounds like 2-1, and then what's the other one?
Well, the last one was you struggled with issues from your vice or traumas during the session,
one.
Which was...
Yeah, you got cold.
Yeah, so it's a 4, probably.
Yeah, so it's about 4.
Yeah, okay.
I did roll a desperate action, so that was a thing. Address a challenge with calculation or conspiracy. I think I got there.
Probably 1, yeah.
I mean, there are a couple different things I could point to, but I think...
Oh, the flashback, and trying to... talk people down.
Yep, and the fake injury.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. 2. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah. That totally. Okay. Yep. Next.
Express beliefs, drives, heritage, background, others' perceptions of gender can be manipulated. Oh, yeah. I need to look after Vez.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll work to protect the group from confrontation.
Okay. Yeah. Probably 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And you don't have any trauma.
I don't have any trauma. So 4. Yet. So okay, 4.
Bug or Wilker?
I'll go. So I think I get 2 for addressing a challenge with stealth or evasion.
Yeah, creep.
Lots of sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
I express my beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I think I did that a lot.
Yeah, so it sounds like 4 because you don't have a trauma.
And then you struggled with issues from your vice.
Mm.
I think I did.
Matilda.
Yeah,
Matilda
5.
Is my vice.
Yeah.
So 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Years.
You addressed a challenge with technical skill or mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably a solid 2 on that one. You expressed your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I think I've done a lot of that. Did a lot of tinkering and looking at trying to figure out equipment, new technology, the heritage and the backgrounds and my beliefs. I think I've done 2 on that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you want to rank the struggle with issues from your vice or traumas. I certainly had at least 1 in that because my trauma, you know, I've been role-playing it pretty heavily that I've gotten reckless.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, because of the grenade. Fuck. Yeah. Okay, so 5.
A grenade in an enclosed area.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, getting into fights and jumping in the middle of that battle with the...
Yeah, and so the party...
Party.
And that fills up my playbook.
Oh, yeah. Did anyone level anything?
I haven't done yet.
Yeah, I leveled 1 my prowess, so I now have 3 in skirmish. So.
Nice. I also leveled prowess and got a pip and prowl.
Nice.
I leveled up resolve, and I'm putting a pip and a tune.
Oh, interesting. I filled up my playbook, and I'm going to take venomous. Choose a drug or poison from your bandolier stock to which you become immune.
Oh, God.
You can push yourself to secrete it through your skin or saliva or exhale the paper.
You'll have to tell us.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, what that is and how that works.
Or it could be the paralyzing stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out whether it should be the spark and then I can help people with the spark. Or should it be the standstill poison?
Well, it was. You were pumping that spark during the last.
He also stabbed himself with standstill. So
yeah, he ingested both of them.
I think the standstill. You've stabbed yourself.
It's a combo of both. Where you're really.
He's inhaled standstill.
Yes.
Like, I think he's inhaled
it. Now he's injected it.
I think he's done it at least twice.
Yeah.
Now. I thought he did it in one of the earlier.
Yeah, he did. He inhaled it in the earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
whatever you want.
Venomous.
Okay.
And it's disgusting. Cool.
Yeah, Amber?
Cool. Oh, you want to do the crew sheet?
Yeah.
Okay. So, did we execute a successful espionage, sabotage, or theft operation?
We'll say, you got that.
Because we got that.
Yeah.
Contend with challenges above your current station?
Yeah.
Yes. Bolster your crew's reputation or develop a new one?
You reinforce that second one, those guys.
So that's 3.
3.
And then express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of the crew. Yeah.
We're pretty weird.
4.
Yeah. So now we're at full XP plus 4?
Yes.
Nice.
All right. And we'll see what happens next time on Tales from Moxvary.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxvary. If you liked what you heard, you can find more at geekspective.com and on Twitter at geekspective. You can also find me on Twitter at evildmjosh if you're interested in geeky tweets. This episode was edited by Rudy Basso. He can be reached on Twitter at Rudy Basso for all your podcast needs. If you'd like to support Tales from Moxvary, you can become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective or write a review on iTunes instead, or just tell a friend. Thank you for listening. See you all in 2 weeks.